In the lunchtime edition, government reports a strong fiscal and economic performance for the first half of the financial year, with tax revenue up and expenditure down and all targets on track. Business facilitation in this country expected to get a major boost through the new business Barbados. Jamaica records 44 murders in a week, the bloodiest 7 days of the year there so far. And China and Mexico warn of a possible trade war with the U.S. after President-elect Trump vows to hike tariffs. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Well, the government reports a strong fiscal and economic performance for the first half of the financial year. Tax revenues are up and expenditure down. All targets are on track. This has been disclosed by the Minister of the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan, delivering a ministerial statement in the House of Assembly today, where he provided a mid-year report on progress against the fiscal framework and the annual budget as required by law.
Over the past 6 months of the fiscal year 2024-25, the economy has shown positive momentum. The economy is expected to grow at a rate of 3.9%. Tourism remains the cornerstone of this growth, supported by the construction sector, which is expected to grow with critical projects such as the geriatric hospital and the road rehabilitation program progressing steadily.
Government's revenues increased due to strong corporate tax and land tax earnings, despite lower income tax receipts.
Total revenue for the period amounted to $1.87 billion, exceeding the forecast of $1.66 billion by 12.5%. This overperformance was driven by strong collections from net corporation tax receipts, which amounted to $384.49 million, exceeding the mid-year forecast of $237.3 million by $147.22 million. However, over the medium term, net income tax receipts declined by $3.75 million. The revised forecast for total revenue for fiscal year 2024-25 now stands at $3.543 billion, reflecting the strong revenue performance in the first half of the fiscal year.
Meanwhile, expenditure decreased as delayed capital works projects resulted in lower than planned capital expenditure. Government promises significant improvement in the ease and speed of doing business in Barbados, and in particular, registering companies here when the proposed new Business Barbados is established. Minister of State in the Ministry of Education, Sandra Husbands, outlined the plan and its expected benefits when she led off debate in the House of Assembly today on the Business Barbados Bill. She highlighted the challenges the new arrangement seeks to overcome.
The length of time that it took to process filings and applications, the length of time it took to register your intellectual property, it hindered the advancement of our local businesses, both large and small. It also hindered our ability to quickly register international businesses and foreign direct investment that was necessary to be able to take the Barbadian economy forward, provide the jobs for the future, provide increases in our tax revenue, and therefore there was a cry in the nation over what was happening in Kaipo.
She explained the new structure.
It establishes Business Barbados as a commercial state-owned enterprise, and it is to operate with full corporate powers independent of government, and it is there to be able to provide the services that will help our businesses to meet their regulatory obligations. And Section 6 outlines what are the duties that are to be performed by Business Barbados. And when you examine that section, you'll realize it is trying to streamline the business facilitation services and make it possible for businesses to do a number of functions with one movement. And thus, we create greater ease of use, reduce the wait times, and we're able to help businesses operate much faster.
Meantime, the opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, challenges the government to deliver the improvements promised.
She said, "Business Barbados can make or break our investment strategy. And I am prepared to hold the government to that in the fullness of time. Will it be said that Business Barbados, which we legislate today, which the government legislates today, will it be said that it has made this country's investment strategy, or will it unhappily be said to have broken this government's investment strategy?" And we hold the government to what it has promised.
The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, in the lunchtime edition. National security ministers from Barbados and other CARICOM states are meeting in St. Kitts later this week, focused on tackling crime across the region. The enhancing collaboration and coordination to combat transnational crime will be among the agenda items. The two-day 28th meeting of the Council of Ministers of National Security and Law Enforcement begins there on Thursday and will be chaired by St. Kitts Prime Minister Dr. Terence Drew, who also serves as the Minister of National Security, Citizenship and Immigration. A St. Kitts government statement says Prime Minister Drew has made tackling crime on a regional level a top priority, and that this meeting is a crucial step towards achieving that objective. Jamaica last week recorded 44 murders, the bloodiest 7 days of the year so far. According to figures released by the Jamaica Constabulary Force, the country's murder toll up to November 23rd stood at 1,039. Two of the 19 police divisions in Jamaica have recorded over 100 murders each so far this year, with St. James experiencing 117 homicides and St. Andrew South 107. The Jamaica Police Force says that five of the 19 police divisions have recorded a decline in murders over last year, and that shootings, injured persons, rape, robbery, and break-ins are down compared with the corresponding period of 2023. Well, China and Mexico have warned of a possible trade war with the U.S. after President-elect Trump vowed to increase tariffs on both countries. Mr. Trump has promised he will introduce 25% tariffs on goods coming from Canada and Mexico on day one of his presidency. He also says he'll add an extra 10% on goods coming from China. Imports from there to the U.S. are already subject to some tariffs. Mr. Trump says the tariffs are in response to what he called crime and drugs coming across the southern and northern borders of the U.S. China calls it irresponsible and warns that no one will win a trade war. Meantime, Mexico's president also warned it would retaliate with its own tariffs if Mr. Trump's plan goes ahead. Our top stories. The Barbados government reports a strong fiscal and economic performance for the first half of the financial year, with tax revenue up and expenditure down, and all targets on track. Meantime, business facilitation in the country expected to get a major boost through the new Business Barbados, the Business Barbados Bill, being debated in the Parliament at this minute. National security ministers from Barbados and other CARICOM states meeting in St. Kitts this week on tackling crime across the region as Jamaica records 44 murders in just a week. The bloodiest 7 days of the year so far occurred last week. And China and Mexico warn of a possible trade war with the U.S. after President-elect Trump vows to hike tariffs on both countries. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Stetson Babb.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.